And it's time now for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorman is here. And Randy, we're taking another look this morning at the ongoing controversy over who will have control of Xerox. Is there really an answer to that yet?
The answer is probably no answer at this point, but let me give you the abridged version because, of course, Beth, this story has just had a life of its own with many chapters just over the last couple of weeks. Situation's still up in the air as far as future ownership and management and what happens with the deal with Fuji. On Friday, as we reported, Xerox appealing a ruling by a New York City judge to block its deal with Fuji, the one that would have seen Fuji gain control of Xerox. That tumultuous week also included word that Xerox first announced a settlement with the two activist investors, Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason, that would have seen CEO Jeff Jacobson and six members of the board resign. But 2 days later, Xerox reversed that move, saying certain legal requirements were not met under the settlement. So right now, the current management team is still in place. Now, Reuters quoting a source is saying Xerox let that settlement expire because they believe they have flexibility to renegotiate a deal with Fuji. So the Fuji deal apparently not off the table, but you can be sure that Icahn and Deason not happy, at least with the original proposal, and likely to head to court at the very least. Certainly, we're all setting up here, Beth, for perhaps a big fight at the upcoming shareholders meeting, which has not yet been scheduled. It should happen sometime this spring. Big boost for the Urban League of Rochester and the Iberia American Action League. KeyBank's Business Boost and Build program announcing they'll celebrate National Small Business Month by awarding $100,000 to those two organizations. The money will be used for both of them to collaborate and increase the visibility of a minority and women-owned business development center with a particular focus on the Latino community. Some expansion in Genesee County. The Economic Development Center announcing an incentive package for Xylem Manufacturing in Batavia. They're a water technology company. They'll be creating several jobs. Also out of Genesee County, there's a bond being issued for a proposed $35 million biogas plant. It would be built in Batavia. The company called CH4 Biogas, they're looking for financing, something that would convert organic waste streams produced by dairy farms and agricultural businesses. It could create about 10 jobs there. We've talked about this before. Beer is big business in New York these days, as is wine, of course. Several hundred craft breweries all over the state. We got word from Empire State Development last week that ground has been broken on a state-of-the-art ultra-premium beverage production facility, as they call it, just outside of Watkins Glen at a dormant business park there. Skyway County Economic Development officials are involved with this. The idea is to help area wine and craft brewery producers expand their existing businesses at that new center. New York State is also providing some help as well, including grants for that project, which has a total cost of $8.5 million. Speaking of wine and cheese, makers from around New York State with those products in Albany today showcasing their products before lawmakers. It's the fifth annual Sip and Sample event. That's a social event for lawmakers and other state officials to get some of the state's best homemade foods and beverages. And Kodak, by the way, they release earnings coming up on Wednesday after the market closes. They're also, as we reported before, involved in the Bitcoin market. They're trying to use Bitcoin as a way of allowing photographers to register their work so they can properly be paid for it. Well, Kodak going after what they say are some fraudulent situations right now, went after late last week a bank in Hong Kong, actually a Hong Kong-based trading exchange, which said they were going to be hosting the Bitcoin initial coin offering, as they call it, this week. But Kodak says that's not true. They say there's been more than one fraudulent website promoting the sale of Kodak coin. And that is the WXXI Business Report.
All right, then. That is News Director Randy Gorman. Thank you, Randy. And you can catch this on our website later at WXXINews.org.